13. A Cornered Wolf. Loken can suddenly hear a bolt gun firing. It's close. Stay back, Allborn, he instructs. Allborn's been with him for 20 minutes, vainly trying to guide him to the last place Keela was seen. No one in the crowd seems to know. Everyone's seen her. No one's seen her. It's not even clear which way the crowd is moving. The Via Aquila is choked with people, but there doesn't seem to be an agreed direction. Which way does the Great Avenue run? North? He hears the gunfire again. Ragged bursts. Allborn! He cries. But he can't see Allborn anymore. Where's the man gone? Where have the crowds gone? He's entered a side yard that's littered with broken glass and a few discarded possessions. There's a ground car parked, abandoned. Ahead of him are the doors of a large building, perhaps a grand archive or a depository. Is that the Clanium Library? Sudden squalls of rain hammer down. The raindrops are fat and dark, like oil or beads of dark glass. Through the downpour and the veiling smoke, Loken can make out a great city gate looming above the large building. Is that Prestor Gate? Is it Lotus? How could it be either? They've only been moving for 20 minutes. How has he lost his bearings again? The rain gets heavier. Where the hell is Allborn? Where do the crowds go? How do so many people vanish so completely? All he did was step from the street into the yard. The great city gate is burning. It must be 2 kilometres away, but Loken can hear the munching crackle of the flames and the hiss of fire meeting rain. Veneered between those two sounds, something else. Another sound, just for a second. It sounded like someone calling him by name. Allborn! There's absolutely no trace of the Conroy captain. The rain is raising a fine spray from the broken flagstones and streaming down the walls. The walls are marked with signs and names that Loken decides to ignore. The gunfire rattles again, closer. He draws his bolter and checks the load. He's getting low on shells. He'll favour blades in a fight if he can, but against a shooting foe. When the World Eater appears, striding into the yard with an axe in one fist and a bolt gun in the other, Loken drops him with a single shot. The brute is huge. His goat-spike horns look like unwound ammonites. The mass-reactive blows open his chest. He falls hard, cracking the flagstones with his impact. The blood leaking out of him starts to ripple in the rain. Loken takes a step forward. Instinct tells him to duck, and a swinging maul misses his head by inches. There is absolutely no explanation for how the word-bearer got behind him. Loken tries to turn. The maul catches him on the backswing, smashing the bolter out of his hand and throwing him into the wall. Bricks shatter. He rolls, trying to rise. The word-bearer ploughs in at him, laughing. The traitor's eyes are insane. He's trying to say something. Perhaps tell Loken something. But there are too many fat, wet tongues in his mouth to leave room for coherence. The maul sings down. Loken blocks it with his chainsword. The grinding teeth chew the maul away at an angle and wrong-foot the gibbering word-bearer. That gives Loken enough time to get upright and recompose. He starts driving the word-bearer back. The traitor is forced to use his heavy maul to make defensive blocks and fend off the stabbing, slicing strikes of the chainsword. A warrior of the Death Guard lumbers out of the rain. He's wider than he is tall, his rusted, sweating armour bloated and distorted. His helm, or his head, or perhaps both, have become some ceratopsian fight mask with tusks over the eyes and a snout horn. The back of it flares into an iron frill, and the entire left cheek and jaw are swollen like a metal balloon. The Death Guard, plodding at first, starts to jog as soon as he sees Loken. He lumbers across the yard from Loken's left, hoisting his warhammer. Loken blocks the word-bearer's maul with his chainblade, and then kicks out, putting his right heel into the word-bearer's abdomen and hurling him away. The word-bearer sprawls on his back. Loken snaps left, out of the path of the Death Guard's clumsy assault. The down-swinging warhammer hits the wall, and the wall tears open like mummified flesh. Loken rotates and catches the Death Guard across the pauldron with his biting sword. The pauldron cracks in two, and dirty blood gushes down the traitor's right arm. He issues a gurgling roar and sweeps the warhammer in a wide horizontal arc. Loken evades. He hears the whistle of it passing him. The word-bearer is back on his feet, yelling something unintelligible at his fellow traitor as he closes from the left, and somehow the world-eater is upright again too. There is an appalling hole in his chest plating, a crater of impacted ceramite metal and meat. His hands, blood-drenched, grasp his bearded axe. Loken fends off the Death Guard, sidesteps, and draws Mournithall in his left hand. As Death Guard and Word-bearer come at him simultaneously, he smashes the traitor son of Mortarion to his knees with a ripping-down slash of the chainsword, reverses, and runs the entire length of Mournithall through the Word-bearer's head. He wrenches the blade out of the sagging body, just in time to block the World-eater's axe. Despite his size, and the size and weight of his axe, the World-eater is hacking frantically, as lithe as a boy with a stick. The axe comes at Loken again and again, without wind-up or balance compensation. The world-eater seems oblivious to the gaping wound in his torso. Loken fends off the raking axe, first with one blade, then the other, drawing sparks. The Death Guard, chips of torn ceramite flaking from the oozing chain wound in his shoulder, charges from the right, head down, helm horns angled like an angry bull. Loken clips aside the world-eater's axe and barely dodges the lunge. As the Death Guard blunders past, Loken hacks Mournithall across his lower back and severs his spine. The Death Guard drops on his face, writhing and sputtering, froth and noxious slime weeping from the long gash across his back. He tries to crawl, then succumbs to a fit of wet coughing and choking, and falls limp, his head propped up at an odd angle by his snout horn. The Nucerian axe catches Loken and knocks him over. Pain flares across his ribs. The world-eater shrieks a war cry, bringing the axe down with both hands. In desperation, Loken rolls. The axe head embeds in the flagstones, biting stone. Still prone, Loken sweeps the world-eater's legs and drops him on his back with a crash. Then it's simply a matter of who gets up first. The world-eater is fast, but the lunar wolf is faster. The chainsword takes the world-eater's head off as he rises to vertical, and his body collapses again with a scrap metal clatter. The head bounces, rolls, and comes to rest like a caltrop on its horns. Loken pauses, a sword in each hand, alert, breathing deeply. The rain hammers down, mingling the blood of three foes in the broken gutters of the yard's pavement. Nothing stirs. No one else appears. The black rain is so heavy, Loken can no longer see the burning city gate.